week. If you're only here once in a while, it doesn't really matter. We're just glad that you're here and along with us today. There are a whole bunch of guests that just arrived. And I'm not even sure what to make of what's going on. One of them I know reasonably well, very well, in fact. Alan Irvin is here. Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
And what's going on here, Alan? You've brought some people here with you.
Yeah, we've got some of the actors from The Tempest, which is being put on by Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks. And we'll be performing The Tempest in various city parks the first four weekends in September, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturdays and Sundays. And we open next Saturday down at Frick Park, the Blue Slide Playground on the Squirrel Hill side of Frick Park, not the Regent Square side. And as I said, the show is The Tempest, which is actually Shakespeare's very last play, at least the last one he wrote on his own. We've been working for a while, getting it together, but to play with magic and enchantment and love, romance, revenge, all the great stuff that shows up in Shakespeare plays.
And interestingly, you've actually brought some of the characters with you today.
Yeah, and probably I should give a little bit of a setup so people know who these are.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to know in the next, about 15 to 20 minutes or so, we have a chance to meet these folks, and I don't know much about them at all.
No, well, the Tempest is a play. It takes place on a uncharted desert island, where a wizard named Prospero has been living. I'll probably let him tell you sort of why, but he's been in exile. And it's time to get off. He's got a daughter, Miranda, who's now a young woman, needs to get married, and there's no other people on the island, so he's been watching for the chance to get her off, to find her a husband, and a ship comes by with a young prince on it. And along with the prince is also the prince's father, who happens to be Prospero's old enemy, the one who helped overthrow him from his kingdom. Along with Prospero's younger brother, who also was part of that. So here's a chance to marry off the daughter and get revenge on his old enemies.
Mm.
And there's some plots going on the island. There are magical creatures that live there, some of which are great friends with Prospero, and at least one which is a little bit on the outs. She's come along as well. So we have Prospero, we have a couple of folks from that ship, and we have Caliban.
And my goodness. So a whole range of people that are here. And can any of them tell us a little bit about themselves and the play?
We probably ought to start with Prospero himself.
Hello, Prospero. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Berger.
It's nice to have you here. What do you think of radio? It's nice to have you, you know, here, actually tuned in. And
radio is quite interesting. You're a bit of a magician yourself, I see.
Well, I'm trying to do the best I can with all these different knobs and dials and things. I know you're used to being on Shakespearean stages, so it might be a little different.
You make every day Saturday. How do you do that?
We try. I don't know. Just by sleeping in.
Well, I'll try that myself.
So, what are some of the things you believe in? Is Prospero. What makes you tick?
Well, of course, the main focus of my life is my daughter and her well-being, because, you know, there's nothing more important than being a parent, and I want my daughter to be healthy. And 12 years on an island can make a girl rather bored, and she's got to get out and see the world sometime soon.
Did you bring her with you today?
No, I'm sorry, she's not here today. She's attending to other affairs.
I see. I'm sure it's hard for her to get out after being on an island, too. You know, she probably is still getting used to it. You know, a lot of parents are getting ready to send their kids off to school, off to college for the first time this weekend. A lot of parents are letting go of their kids, so it's probably hard for you to think of getting your daughter back and then letting her go.
It's a very difficult thing to let go, yes, and I'll be dealing with that quite a lot on the island.
So who else is here with you?
Well, and speaking of daughters, there's an adopted daughter of a sort over there, thing Caliban.
Hi. Who are you?
He calls me Caliban.
He calls you Thing, too.
Yes, for someone who claims to call me an adopted daughter, you see the kind of language he uses to talk about me.
Okay, and tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I was here on the island before even Prospero was. My mother was banished to this island, and unfortunately she passed away abandoning me here, and I was quite happy living on my own, and then Prospero shows up with this squalling baby of a thing and decides he's going to educate me and domesticate me. And it was nice for a while, but it's gotten rather stale.
So what are your plans to break out of that situation? Do you have any plans?
Well, clearly Prospero has to go.
I see.
I heard that.
Well,
I'm right here.
My goodness. Yeah, it's difficult when you have everybody together. Now, here is who? Who's this person? There's just so many people here, I can't keep them all straight.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Trinculo, and
I
am a jester in Alonzo's court.
Oh.
And we were on the boat. I was brought with the group to entertain at a wedding, and then there was a really bad storm, and now I am trapped on the island with my best friend, a butler named Stefano, and we encountered a monster, is it? Monster?
The name is Caliban.
I think she prefers Monster.
She likes to be called Monster.
I think she does.
Interesting. She kind of looks like a monster. I can see that. What are you wearing? I like the outfit you have on.
Yes, this is what I perform in. It's very colorful, and I have a lot of bells and things that make me funny, and I like attention, and so I like an outfit that really grabs people when I come in.
Now, as a jester, you've got this hat on. I can barely see it. But
yes, it's very tall. So am I. In fact, with the hat on, I'm about 8 feet tall.
Watch the lights.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's all we need is to have that bell connect to one of those lights. How did you get into jesting? Was your father a jester?
Yes, I come from a long, long line of unemployed clowns and jesters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the family business, and I don't know anything else. Really, I don't know anything else.
It's pretty obvious he doesn't know anything.
Did you hear what Monster said to you?
I try to ignore her.
The long line you come from, is that a punchline?
You're a jester yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just try my best to do what I can to keep things going. Now, who's this with you over here?
My name is Ferdinand. I'm the Prince of Naples.
Oh, my goodness, Prince. Well, it's nice to have you here. Do I call you Your Honor or Your Highness?
Ferdinand is fine.
Oh, thank you, Ferdinand. Say, didn't you used to have that comic strip with characters that didn't speak?
So I've been told.
Yes, long ago. You may or may not remember that comic strip, but it was there. It might still run, for all I know, but I'm not sure. So what's it like being a prince? A lot of people probably wonder about that.
It's very nice. We do have a Trinculo here. He's quite funny. And just a very nice family. My father, of course, the King of Naples, is a really great guy. Unfortunately, we lost him in the wreck. And actually the rest of everyone else, the Duke of Milan, his son. It's just sort of me on my own now, and not really sure where everyone is.
Well, talking about Naples, a lot of people go there in winter to try to get a little warmer. Naples has great shopping, and it's close to the Florida coastline, too, which is nice. Or is it a different Naples?
It's a different Naples. It's in Italy.
Ah, that Naples. What's it like there? I've never been.
It's beautiful. Also pretty nice. Little coastline and what have you, but just very, very close. Just a beautiful country. I do miss it so very much.
So turning to the jester, what can people expect in The Tempest, which is going to be presented by Shakespeare in the Park, and the play? It's going to be in West Park. It's going to be in Frick Park. And one other park and Arsenal. That's right. Thank you. Arsenal Park. What can people see besides you, of course?
It is an adventure. You have a love story. You have physical and comedy, very funny, funny things that happen. There is intrigue, and there are plots to overthrow everyone and take charge of the island. And there's magic, which everyone always likes. There's a lot of spirits on the island that roam about and cause mischief, and I like that.
By the way, if you have a question for one of these Shakespearean characters, you can call. Ricky, if anybody would like to call and ask a Shakespearean character a question, we'll do that. 412-586-6300 or 1-888-752-7234. Did any of you know Shakespeare at all? Any of you have a chance to meet him when he was writing this play about you?
No, can't say I ever met the man, no.
No. Nobody? Monster? You?
Well, I did see a stranger kind of wandering about the island for a while, and he was speaking in poetry, but that could be just about anybody who's here at the table.
Oh, that was him?
It could have been, just wandering about. Let me turn to Alan Irvin, who is coordinating all of this. Shakespeare in the Park has a long tradition here in the Pittsburgh area.
Yeah, this is our eighth year. So we do a production, full play every September, so weekends in September. And then during the winter months, when it's a little cold to go outside into the parks, we do a reading series once a month where anyone can come and read Shakespeare monologues or scenes. And we have people who are prepared and people who just jump in cold. And one of the hallmarks is of the company is that we're really sort of Shakespeare for anyone. So it's very family friendly. We have kids who have grown up coming every year and just because of that really don't know that Shakespeare is supposed to be hard and difficult. Yeah. Because our productions aren't. They're really made to be fun. You're out in the park, bring a blanket, chairs. People sometimes bring their dogs.
Bring a picnic lunch.
Please, a picnic lunch.
Caliban gets hungry. And yes, if you bring a picnic lunch, you may want to keep a close eye on it when Caliban's roaming, which is something because also the productions are not like going to a theater where you sit in uncomfortable chairs in the dark and watch people up on stage far away. Our productions are on the ground, the way that Shakespeare would have done it when their companies were touring. So the action is in and out through the audience. It's all around. Different actors will be coming in from different directions, sitting on your blankets with you, commenting on the actions, just really bringing it in. So it's a very fun way to spend an afternoon in September.
And it's intimate enough that you can actually impact the performance because you'll be very close to the actors. And it's every weekend in September, starting the 1st and 2nd in Frick Park, then the 8th and 9th in Arsenal Park, then it's off to West Park here on the north side on the 15th and 16th, and then back to Frick Park for one more weekend on the 22nd and 23rd, and then we're done. I said every weekend in September. There's actually none on the 29th and 30th, unless somebody holds you over. You never know. But that's getting late.
Or if people get inspired and want to put their own on.
Yeah, there you go. Let's meet the actors. Alan Irvin is who you're just talking about. And here's Michael. Hello.
Hello, I'm Michael Makeda.
Have you done Shakespeare in the Park before?
I've not done Shakespeare before. This is my first time doing Shakespeare, and it's very daunting doing this role.
But, I can imagine.
Fortunately, there's such a wonderful cast around me that I'm getting by just fine.
And I just pulled the mask off the jester here. What's your name?
My name is Connor McCandless.
And Connor, where are you from?
I'm from Pittsburgh.
And Michael's from Valencia, by the way. Longtime SLB listener, so I didn't ask him where he's from, but I should have asked him where he's from. What part of Pittsburgh, Connor?
All over, actually. I went to Winchester, Thurston, and Shadyside.
Uh-huh. And have you done much acting? Or
This is my first time performing with Shakespeare in the Parks, but I am an actor in town. I try to be. But I'm really excited to do my first Shakespeare in the Parks performance.
Oh, that's great. I think you make a fine jester. And we'll meet, let's see, let's meet the rose among all these thorns here for a minute. Why do they call you a monster?
You know, it's very... very discriminatory, actually, I find.
It's a little unsettling, yes. I would say.
We don't
say.
Call her a monster.
Well, that's true. What do we call you when you're not in character?
My name's Tanya Lynn.
And Tanya, tell me about yourself.
Well, I am an adopted Pittsburgher. I've lived here for about 8 or 9 years now, currently in Greenfield. This is my fifth or sixth performance with Shakespeare in the Parks. I've been with the company most of the length of its existence. I actually jumped in as a fight choreographer when they were doing Midsummer Night's Dream many moons ago. And so they've seen fit to keep me around, which I appreciate.
Well, how nice. It's it's not surprising to me at all.
Yeah, well, we have to keep her around. She handles the money.
And apparently takes all the food, too, from what I'm hearing.
It's good to be a monster.
And then finally, we have next to you our last visiting actor today. What's your name?
I'm Garrett Storm.
Hey, Garrett. And what a great, that's a great name.
Thank you.
That's an actor's name, if ever there was one.
Right.
Now, here's Garrett Storm. Tell me about yourself.
I'm originally from Gallitzin, Pennsylvania. It's about 2 hours east, and I came out here for Point Park University to go there for theater, just graduated, and now I'm just doing a little theater here and there. This is actually my first time with Pittsburgh Shakespeare in the Parks as well.
Well, excellent. And you live in Pittsburgh now?
Yeah, I've lived here for pretty much the past 3 or 4 years.
Great. What neighborhood?
Oakland.
Terrific. Well, the play, it opens 1 week from today, Frick Park, and yet hard to believe, a week. Everybody, just it's September already, a week from today, the 1st and 2nd, and then from Frick to Arsenal, the 8th and 9th, to West Park, the 15th and 16th, then back to Frick, the 22nd and 23rd. We've linked to the website. Everything is free. What time are performances?
Performances start at 2. If you get there a little bit early, almost every day there's some pre-show activities. I often tell the story of the Tempest. A couple of Sundays, there's a company of homeschool kids who've written and are be performing their own sort of short version of the play. And then 2 o'clock, the main production starts off.
Excellent. Well, I hope you break all your legs, all 10 of them. And thank you all for coming here. Anything else to mention?
Well, we thought we might end with a little bit of Shakespeare poetry.
Ah, okay.
I've met the characters, so here probably the most famous speech from the play, which is Prospero right towards the end.
Our revels now are ended. These, our actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits, and are melted into air, into thin air. And, like this baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all which it inherit, shall dissolve. And, like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded in a sleep.
Thank you very much. That acted by Michael Makeda. And the show again opens up this week. You Shakespearean folks can stick around. It's birthday time. You can sing if you want. It's up to you. But it's birthday time, and there's lots of birthdays.